Imagine modern warehouses, hundreds of model robots climb silently between shifts, retrieving tools and delivering them to pickers or dispatch points. This is the future of the e-commerce logistics. But while everything seems smoothly and optimized, there is a hidden issue. When a robot decided whose order to pick first, is it always fair? Today, most robotic warehouses follow a simple rule, prioritize the high-value customers, premium subscriptions, or urgent deliveries. If you have paid more, you have go to in front of the queue, and if you haven't, you wait. And many high-priority orders keep coming, it might end up waiting indefinitely. This is kind of system is extremely efficient. It maximizes throughput, minimizes average delay, and pleases the most predictable customers. But from a broader social or operational standpoint, it raises an important concern. What happens to everyone else? And can a system that serves only a few well while others wait other can be considered good? Our paper addresses a question that both technical and ethical, you can think how can you design robotic warehouse system and not only fast but also fail. Our case study focuses on a robotic warehouse system developed by InvaRobots. And there are goods-to-person system used by e-commerce companies to reduce labor cost and aid to improve performance speed. We proposed a new approach instead of giving every order a fixed labor, priority or non-priority. We let each other gain priority over time. The longer an order waits, the higher its priority becomes. It's a little bit like a triage works in a hospital. Emergency patients go first, of course. But if someone has been waiting for a long time with a non-urgent problem, they'll not be ignored forever. Eventually, the turn comes. In technical terms, we built a stochastic queuing network with a dynamic priority in simulation with real robots. Robotic warehouses layout and robots configurations, we compare statistic priority, first come, first served, and the dynamic priority order. And the results are stringing. Under statistic rules, low priority orders waited much longer, sometimes five times as long. But with the dynamic priority, we're able to reduce the average delay for those non-priority orders over 25%. It isn't just like a logistic challenge. The healthcare, the public service, and even AI-driven decision-making face similar fearless dilemmas. Automation shapes society, so it's the time we make fearless a part of that design.